we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're coming before we get lost. Let me our thoughts. Can't get what we know without knowing.
What's up, fam? This is FaZe. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all, knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for listening, y'all. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Y'all, every time I try to give a Caucasian man and a Caucasian woman the benefit of the doubt, they always come with some old gut-punching, wrench craziness. And now they are doing some wicked stuff, and I want y'all to be aware of what's going on, fam. You know, some of this content that they got going on right now, if you don't catch it, you're going to slip up and you're going to fall and bust your head wide open to the white meat. I'm trying not to get y'all head busted up to the white meat. And this is what these clowns are doing, man. This is what these clowns are doing. What they doing, FaZe? Tell us now what they doing, Faye. What are they doing, Faye? You always blaming something on somebody else, Faye. What they doing now? What are they doing now, Faye? All right. Let's analyze.
Example of a food that's a vaccine?
You're right. Yes, sir. University of California, Riverside, has already perfected the ability to put human vaccines into our lettuce right now. Also, tomatoes has the ability to do that also for UC Berkeley. And then Big Tobacco, RJ Reynolds and stuff, has perfected the ability to put a human vaccine into tobacco products.
Chairman Clements?
And is that even legal to do in the state of Tennessee, to sell those with a vaccine in them?
You recognize?
I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is there is no law deeming those that when you go into a grocery store, you should know as a consumer, this head of lettuce is a head of lettuce. The head of lettuce right next to it could contain a vaccine in it. All we're saying is if it does have the vaccine in it, make sure it's listed as a pharmaceutical so people can get the proper dosage.
And my question is right now, can you walk into a grocery store and there be a head of lettuce for sale that has a vaccine in it? I don't think that's allowed under state law presently. And if it is, and you have to list it as a
pharmaceutical,
are we going to then have Walgreens pharmacists with a refrigerated section? I mean, how's this going to play out?
You recognize.
Thank you. This is more of a consumer protection bill right here, is to make sure that if you're going in to buy tomatoes and there's a polio vaccine in there, that you are aware of what you're buying has a polio vaccine. The problem you have is if it's not treated as a pharmaceutical, being the size and difference between you and me, how many tomatoes do I have to eat to get the proper dosage versus how many tomatoes that you have to eat? And if you eat too many, do you get a overdose? If you eat too less, like we had in the cattle industry with Aramycin, we weren't dosing our cattle properly and the horn flies were developing an immunity to it. If we don't have the proper dosage of a vaccine, it could lead to the efficacy of that drug not work anymore.
You recognize.
Well, I'd like to think I'm more immune to horn flies than you are, but I say that jokingly. No, but my question is just, is there a need for this? I understand there's a concern, and yeah, people shouldn't know if there's a vaccine in food. But if we can't even sell food with vaccines in it in the state of Tennessee right now, then is this legislation necessary, is my question.
Well, if you have a child that is allergic to a certain vaccine and it's not disclosed when you go to buy that vegetable or whatever it is, and your child dies from that, I would think that having something in place that's going to make sure that is treated as a pharmaceutical so that the consumers know exactly what they're buying.
All those in favor of House Bill 1894 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Ayes have it. Bill goes on to counter and rules. If you wish to be recorded as a no, please notify the clerk.
Now you see these electoral people that y'all voted on this. This is the crafted council that these Caucasian men and Caucasian women got, man. Ain't nobody doing this. Ain't nobody doing this crap that got all this leverage to be doing all this. Why are you putting poison in food now? Why are you trying to get people vaccines that don't want to take it? Where's the option? You know, you have an option to be a transgender or a regular person. You have the option of being a he, she, or she, he. But where's the option of, I don't want to take that vaccine, I want to be involved with it, and why you got to be putting it in our foods? And we seeing all this wickedness now, y'all. We seeing this wickedness so bad that we don't even know what we need to be doing. I keep telling you, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. And they cover the judges thereof. So the Bible already gave you who is the wicked and what they do and what they are about to do and what's their domain at the end of their process. This is why the Caucasian man and the non-pigmentation woman got to get their judgment towards God. Now they exhort themselves as God. If your body can heal itself from cut, gun wound, infections, and all this other stuff, that if you take the proper things that the Most High put in this world to cure it, it's going to cure it. But the Caucasian man coming up with all these poison and stuff and just trying to kill off everybody so they can continue living in this world. And why is the Caucasian man, the non-pigmentation man, the non-melanated man, the Caucasian woman, the non-melanated woman, and the non-pigmentation woman, why are they so wicked? If they're not wicked, why are they allowing all this to happen? Where's that Mike Vick rage? You don't see that no more when it comes to wickedness. But when white folk and Caucasian people, non-pigmentation people, stand for something together and do that Mike Vick rage, see, we don't get that Mike Vick rage unless you black. But all these Caucasian men out here trying to kill everybody else, now they putting in our food. May the Most High come quickly and swiftly.
She said, why is Joe Biden doing this? Why isn't he stopping this? Well, if you've studied Joe Biden's career for the past 50 years, he's been in politics that long. For the past 50 years, one thing stands out about Joe Biden's record on Israel. He has been one of the most ardent defenders of Israel's worst crimes, going back to his earliest days in politics. In fact, there's one story that I think is so revealing about Joe Biden and his support for Israel. And it happens in the summer of 1982, when Menachem Begin is the prime minister of Israel. And Menachem Begin himself was one of the leaders of the Irgun militia that also committed war crimes in the 1940s against Palestinians. And Menachem Begin has just launched the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. And the Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan, was actually expressing concern about the number of civilians that were being killed in Lebanon. Members of the United States Senate were, it's totally different than today, where people had to be dragged kicking and screaming, and some of them are still all in with Israel. Most of them are all in with Israel. But at that time, in 1982, there were U.S. senators who were very concerned about the slaughter that was taking place against civilians in Lebanon. And so Menachem Begin comes to Washington, and he meets with these senators. And they're going after him about the killing of civilians. And Begin goes back to Israel, and he talks to reporters. And he says, but there was one young senator who stood up and gave an impassioned speech and said that if he was in our position, he would do the same thing, including killing women and children. And that senator was Joe Biden. You can't pretend that Joe Biden is being sincere when he says he cares about Palestinian lives if you know anything about Joe Biden's history on Israel and Palestine. You know, Joe Biden, the White House urged Israel to protect civilians in Gaza on October 11th, on October 16th, on October 29th, on November 3rd, on November 10th, on November 29th, on December 6th, on December 12th, on December 14th, on December 17th. And yet, what have we looked at during all of those times when he was supposedly expressing concern about Palestinian lives? More weapons transfers. Antony Blinken, a couple of weeks ago, the day that the United States stood alone in shame in front of the world and vetoed the ceasefire resolution at the United Nations, this extraordinary session of the UN Security Council, Antony Blinken was busy in Washington circumventing congressional review processes for weapons sales to push through 13,000 additional rounds of tank munitions to Israel. So all of those dates that I listed when the White House was supposedly urging Israel to protect civilians in Gaza, they were loading up the gun again so that they could kill more Palestinians. Words mean nothing when the actions contradict them. And this entire operation has been the White House pretending that it wants to have it both ways when its actions indicate that it only wants it one way. And that way is kill them all. Burn Gaza to the ground. Back up Benjamin Netanyahu's war of annihilation against the Palestinians. We are past the point where anyone should be pretending that this is a war against Hamas when you look at the death toll, when you look at the actions of Washington. I've said that Joe Biden could end this with a phone call, and I'm not saying that as a slogan. I'm saying it because in 2021, when the United States was backing Israel's bombing of Gaza, attacks against Gaza, Joe Biden called Netanyahu and basically said, okay, you've burned it enough, and it's time to wrap it up. And within 24 hours, Netanyahu was accepting that Egypt should play a role in a ceasefire and bringing that to an end.
In addition to that, as I mentioned, cyber attacks down pharmacies across America. This one has been confirmed. This happening as well today, Thursday the 22nd, does make it feel like that this might have been coordinated efforts, all taking place at the same time to wreak havoc on the American people. It says, IT provider Change Healthcare has confirmed that it shut down some of its systems following a cyber attack, disrupting prescription orders and other services at pharmacies across the United States. The technology outfit is one of the largest in the country of its kind and is used by pharmacists to check patients' eligibility for treatments and process orders for medications given their insurance situations, among many other things. Pulling the plug on its back-end services has hit pharmacies relying on its tech, including CVS, and forced some folks to pay for their medications at full price in cash. Change Healthcare is experiencing a cybersecurity issue, and our experts are working to address the matter, said The Biz, which is owned by United Health and claimed to handle 15 billion healthcare transactions annually earlier today. The trouble appears to have started on Wednesday, yesterday, and at the time that Change said that it was experiencing enterprise-wide connectivity issues. That evening, it confirmed that it was experiencing a network interruption related to a cybersecurity issue. The IT supplier added, "Once we become aware of the outside threat, in the interest of protecting our partners and our patients, we took immediate action to disconnect our systems to prevent further impact. At this time, we believe the issue is specific to Change Healthcare and all other systems across United Health Groups. They are operational." The Healthcare Biz said that it expects the disruption to last throughout the day and into Friday, and promised to provide updates as additional information becomes available. Meanwhile, pharmacies across the country reported outages and were unable to fill patients' prescriptions using their insurance because of the Change Healthcare disruption, according to media reports. And here's what a spokesperson for CVS had to say today. "We are aware that Change Healthcare is experiencing a network interruption that is impacting certain CVS health business operations, as well as the operation of other companies nationally. There is no indication that CVS health systems have been compromised. We're committed to ensuring access to care as we navigate through this interruption. We have business continuity plans in place to minimize disruptions of service and apologize for the inconvenience customers and members may experience. We're continuing to fill prescriptions, but in certain cases, we are not able to process insurance claims, which our business continuity plan is addressing to ensure patients continue to have have access to their medications. Now, if you don't want to rely on CVS and the pharmacies during a crisis to get you the life-saving medications that you need, well, then go to LifesaverVault.com. I've had a dedicated team of physicians and pharmacists expertly curate various packages that you might be interested in. There's different prices, different packages. Just wanted to provide more resources to my community if you are interested. If not, no worries. But if you are, it's at LifesaverVault.com. Now, again, all of these articles are going to be linked in the description below and along with the resources that we're trying to provide to help people to be prepared. As more information comes out on these, I'll be sure to keep you up to date. And we've been preparing because we've heard these warnings coming out from the FBI for quite some time now. And to see the latest warning that came out from FBI Director Wray just a couple days ago saying that this is at a scale the likes of which they did not realize. Check out this video right here next as I cover it for you and I go through everything that they said. But you guys, I will keep you up to date as more information unfolds on this. This is still developing. I'll let you know what comes out of it. But please be safe out there.
See, y'all, now y'all can understand that this is not just pop up and happen. This has been going on and slowly going on. If you make it a step for one cause, and you've been stepping for 10 years, then what? Plan in action, right? And they seeing these things are happening, they're not trying to alert y'all and let y'all know what's going on. Just trying to say this, that. But we got a crisis going on. Now, they put these alien immigrants, they call, in here. Who says one of them immigrants is not an IT person? Then they going out here, you know, disrupting whatever they need to disrupt. Because I'm saying the people who's born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and early 90s, they perhaps gonna survive without the internet. Because we got comfortable with the internet, but we was the generation that never had grew into this stuff. That's what y'all young people mindset is. When y'all grew up, it was technology and this and that and this and that and this and that. When I grew up, we were still cranking with three stations. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was black and white damn near. And they got all these avenues and the computers went now. All the computers you see was on TV and that looked kind of crazy to you because you never seen that before. And now all this manifested to reality. And we don't want to look at how what they saying, y'all. When y'all watch the TV, y'all not looking at how they bringing it forth for you to be entertained. The work behind the screen, y'all just looking at the entertainment, because the work behind the screen has some sort of message going on in the movie, but you look at it as entertainment and don't pay it no mind. And then it goes over your head. Now these people up here cyber attacking and doing all this other stuff. So what you gonna do, fam? What you gonna do when your phone go out? What you gonna do when the internet go out? What you gonna do when there's no electricity? So when all that go out, there's no gas, no store, no credit card. And all that. What y'all gonna do? Sister, what's your mindset gonna be now, sisters? Because y'all in the illusion that y'all wanna be the boss, y'all wanna be the baller, y'all wanna be all this, y'all wanna be all that. Molested in American society reality. A bunch of mess. This is America. The folly that they put your mindset in, the hypocrisy that they have you going through so that you can continue, you know, driving down the road they put you on. But when are y'all sisters going to get off that road and make this U-turn and go back to your brothers, man? And brothers, vice versa. When y'all going to put down that crazy crap, stop acting crazy and foolishness, and put on your big man drawers? See? You know, we as a nation, we got to look at this as a nation, man. Because we going to have to start depending on each other as a nation. We smarter than all the nations in the world, but we don't want to apply it. We in this Deuteronomy 28 because our forefathers dropped the ball, bruh. Okay, our forefathers dropped the ball now. So we need to pick up the ball and just start running, man. So when we gonna build our team up, our nation? When we gonna build our team up, have the offensive line, cornerback, quarterback, defensive line, linebacker, safety, corner? When we gonna build our defense? When we gonna build our offense? We building everybody defense. We building everybody offense. But we're not even building ours. That's why we at the same level we on. Smarter. We got a whole lot of intelligent black women out here, and they put all their smart intelligence into the white man molested world instead of putting their intelligence into our world to bring forth good seeds and bring our nation to its feet so that we can stand and rise as a nation. United we stand, divided we fall. And that's what we did. And that's what they did to us. We divided. And look at where we at now. And y'all good with this? Are y'all good with this? Let's analyze.
Cyber attacks hit across the United States today. Now, two major events have unfolded. One has been confirmed a cyber attack. The other one is a developing story. I'm going to share with you what we know and what we still do not know so far. And what we're hearing is that the AT&T outages with the cell phones, they're saying they have not confirmed it, but even if it was, AT&T is likely not going to tell us. So we have to decide for ourselves how we are going to be responding to this. Now, in addition to that, a lot of people wondering if this was a solar flare, as we received word from NASA that last night around midnight, a solar flare came across the Earth. They're saying it's confirmed that it was not. If it was, they're saying it would not have simply affected AT&T in the United States and then spread to Verizon, T-Mobile, and other carriers in the United States as well. They're saying that that solar flare actually hit over closer to Africa on the other side of the Earth, but they're saying that it is looking more and more like a cyber attack. Now, let me share with you the latest that's been coming out across the news outlets. Take a look at this. All these articles coming out today cited in the description below. FBI and Homeland Security urgently investigating whether AT&T outage was a cyber attack, as security experts tell DailyMail.com that it has all the hallmarks of a hack. I'm going to be sharing with you what they had to say. Nationwide cell phone outage and confirmed pharmacy cyber attack have occurred as pharmacies nationwide have been disrupted. AT&T outage prompts urgent investigation into possible cyber attacks, sources say, and Senator Marco Rubio is tweeting out this today. I don't know what the cause of the AT&T outage was, but I do know this. It'll be 100 times worse when China launches a cyber attack on America on the eve of the Taiwan invasion. We've been hearing this warning from the FBI for several months now, and if you missed the latest one, stick around to the end. Just a couple days ago, they're saying that the compromised infrastructure systems in the United States is multiple times larger than what they anticipated, that the United States has been compromised. And he says, and it won't be just your cell phone services that they hit. It will be your power, it'll be your water, it'll be your bank accounts. Take a look at this. Cyber attack down pharmacies across America. Prescription orders hit after IT suppliers change healthcare pulls the plug on the system. These all coming out today. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest, and I know that this is not the information that anybody wants to hear, but here on this channel, I believe that knowledge is power. Us knowing what's going on is half of the battle, and us taking action to prepare ourselves and our families for whatever could unfold is what we can do at this time. Now, also, I've got a free power grid failure step-by-step guide to help you consider that if that should unfold, if communications go down. We've got www.steveramnews.com to keep you updated via email should these platforms go under. And also, right now, as we speak, I've got a team working on medical kits that we're going to be able to provide people, as well as you see, pharmacies, issues with medications could be delayed, and you want to have an extra medical kit supplies ready available for you and your family. More information coming on that as well. But let me go ahead and share with you the latest coming out as of today, February the 22nd, 2024. As we're hearing, it's been confirmed U.S. nationwide cyber attacks, they are hitting right now. And like I said, this is a developing story as more information comes out.
But T-Mobile and Verizon said that their network was operating normally and that the outage was potentially related to customers trying to connect to other networks. So very interesting that this is being reported by various cell phone users, Verizon, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, AT&T. But T-Mobile and Verizon coming out and claiming that their systems are just seem fine. But we're hearing that it is increasing as people are saying their phones are just hitting SOS. And AT&T is saying they're not sure what the source is and they're not sure how long this will be happening for. Is AT&T down? Reports of nationwide outages may also be impacting Verizon and T-Mobile. Another update coming out, this one coming out just in the past hour from Austin American. Let's see here. Couldn't make your cell phone call this morning. Customers with cellular service through AT&T may be impacted by massive nationwide outages that are happening this morning, which could also be impacting Verizon and T-Mobile users, according to Down Detector, a real-time outage monitoring website. Now, oh, wow, I'm taking a look at the chart here. What time did the outages start? It says, according to Down Detector, more than 30,000 outages were reported by 3 a.m. and then over 70,000 reported by 7 a.m. And now we're seeing the chart is just skyrocketing. It's getting higher. Why is my phone on SOS only? When a user's cell phone isn't connected to cellular networks, they will typically alert the user by giving an indication in the phone's status bar. Those notifications usually say no service or searching, but your phone may also say SOS or SOS only. When your phone goes into SOS mode, it can still make emergency calls. However, this morning, reports coming out that people are unable to even do emergency calls as well. I see people sharing where they're having issues and people saying where they are good from, all the cities coming in. Yes, somebody putting yes, in New York, they're having issues as well. Now, when will the services be restored? There's no word yet as to when the service will be restored. AT&T has not immediately made a comment about the outages yet. The most reported cases of interruption cellular services are happening in Texas, in Dallas, in Houston, and San Antonio. So right here in Texas is where a lot of them are coming out, but a lot of people all over the nation we're hearing are reporting this. Here is an AT&T outage map. AT&T allows users to sign up for their alerts and their outages and check the outages. Here is a look at the map. Let's see here. Oh, it is not showing any map. It says here is the map, but I don't see it. Let me see if there's another. Here's another article that came out. Tens of thousands of people reporting outages from AT&T. Now Verizon and T-Mobile users are claiming they have outages as well. Hundreds of thousands with outages. Where did the maps go? Okay, I thought that they said there was maps, both of these claiming that they had power outage maps, and now the maps appear to be blank. Not sure what's going on with the maps. Let me see if I can find them in any of these. I could have sworn a moment ago that there was maps up on the screen. Let me know if you can hear me and see me okay still.
Now, we see all these things that are going on in this world right now, and we see all the mayhem is happening over cell phones, y'all fam. Now I want you to get your mind. We looking at this in the movies, y'all. We looking at all what's going on like we watching TV on the movie. We on the couch with our loved one, eating popcorn, watching the show, man. As I show you this show right here, man, and y'all analyzing in your mind, doing your research, catching up on what's going on. Then y'all may see what y'all need to be seeing. We've been in an illusion for a long time. We've been having blinders on our eyes for a long time. We've been hurt for a long time. We've been stabbed for a long time. We've been wrongly done for a long time. We've been murdered for a long time. We've been slaughtered for a long time. We've been misrepresented for a long time. So when is the time that we're going to pick ourselves up as a nation and dust ourselves off and roll with this big punch? Because we got the Most High on our back, y'all. So if the Most High with us, ain't nobody can deal with us. Only reason why we here is because we dropped the ball. Now, if the Bible says that we got necks, right? That's what the Bible said. And I believe it. Because I see the prophecy and I see the reality. So we got next, and I've been telling y'all from day one when I started this podcast that America is going to fall. We got next. How is this going to happen? And most of y'all, if we got next, what we have to get. But y'all didn't see what I was seeing, man. Y'all don't hold the burden that the Most High put on me. I ain't saying I'm all that, I'm better than that. I ain't the smartest man in the world. And I sure ain't the dumbest man in the world. That's all I can say. But I let you know this. I'm watching this as a movie. And I'm seeing, and I'm showing you about Israel. And all the war, because if we got necked, it got to be other stuff that happened for this to manifest. Because when we got into captivity and all this stuff happened to us, it came, it slowly unraveled. And look where we at now. We were ruling the world at one time, according to the scriptures. And then we came to our knees, and look where we at. We sitting up here talking about Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. That's white folk shit, yo. The Bible said never put a king over you that's not in your nation. Why did the Bible say that? Because if you got a king over you in your nation, he gonna do good. He gonna do good for his people other than what Africa doing. Because all these kings out here is wicked as hell. Faith, you can't call nobody wicked. You don't know them people to call them wicked. I know one thing. The Bible said the flesh is wicked. And we all up in here running around here with this flesh on. I know that.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at FaZe380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in a thought, a process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Phase380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're coming. Before we get lost, let me our thoughts. Can't get where we are without knowing.
And I need to sound the alarm. You're on the stream right now because you also can discern the times. You can discern the signs. While everybody else is attributing it to a natural phenomenon, you understand that there's something much more sinister at play. You know that the enemy is prowling around like a roaring lion, determining who he can get. And so right now, I just want to make sure that we start this thing right. I'm going to be giving some insights into the cell phone outage that occurred while many of you were sleeping. All across this nation here in the United States, people have been filled with fear and panic as they looked at their cell phones and saw an SOS. It happened nationwide where tens of thousands of users, specifically from AT&T, reported an outage. Now, this is really a big deal. Let me explain why this is such a big deal. It's a big deal because I believe that before something bigger happens, oftentimes there is a warning, a sign, a test, okay? What does that mean? It means that the test is where they accumulate data. And I want you guys to stand for this entire broadcast because I'm gonna be sharing more information. But let me just say this briefly. So oftentimes before the big thing happens, there's one or more small things that happen as a precursor. Why? Because that's how they accumulate data. That's how they get the data to determine how to calibrate things. And so what I believe happened through the night while many Americans were sleeping is that there was some sort of concerted effort to hack the AT&T system. We know that there was a massive data dump just within the last week that showed that China had for the last 5 years access to many of these networks. And so is this something that is coming out of China? I can't definitively say right now. I think that that's inconsequential to you though. You need to start thinking about you. And let me just say, you know, this is not fear mongering. This is not anything that I'm doing for likes or subscribers. I'm a pastor of a national church. We have locations all over the United States. And I've been trying to shepherd people through this. The Bible says that we need to be gentle as a dove, but we need to be wise as a serpent. And I believe that we're missing wisdom in this hour. And so what does this mean? I'm not trying to incite panic or fear, but I am trying to create wisdom, which looks like preparation. And there's different kinds of preparation. One of the types of preparation is food and different supplies. But then another form of preparation is spiritual preparation. It's emotional preparation. Guys, we are in open warfare right now. And some of you are so concerned with the affairs of your everyday life that you're missing some very important moments that are unfolding. This is a cyber attack, and you're not going to get the whole story from the news. I'm just going to tell you right now, you're not going to be able to turn on the news and get an entire download of what really happened, because what national cell phone company is going to admit that in fact they were able to be hacked? Because you lose customers doing that. And so, you know, here's the thing that I believe is so important. As a shepherd and a pastor, to help you guys understand the times in which we live are perilous times. There's wars and rumors of wars. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go hide in your bunker right now, but what I am saying is that God has called his people to pray. And why has he called us to pray? He called us to pray because we will see in the spirit that which he is trying to reveal to us. And as we clearly see in the spirit, we will be able to make the choices that are best for us, okay? And so again, if I were to guess as to what's happening right now, there is a test that's being done by whoever is at the source of this attack. And that test is going to accumulate data and information so that they can recalibrate and they can do a greater attack. Now, what would I tell all of you? I would tell you, that you need to begin to read Psalm 91. Read Psalm 91 over your kids. Read Psalm 91 over your spouse. Read Psalm 91 over your house. Why? Because we need to be people of the word like never before. Guys, we're living in perilous times when you know that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of migrant families in the major cities of the United States, and among them, military age men that are infiltrating our cities and that are not Christians, that don't want to love their neighbor as they love themselves. We have to put on the full armor of God, like the book of Ephesians says. We need to be prepared mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I do these types of broadcasts, and I think these are very important, because you're not going to hear these things in the major news media. You're not going to hear these things. They're going to give you information, but you need an impartation. You need an impartation of faith. We're living in times right now where you're getting ready to realize why you're alive for such a time as this. You're getting ready to get a revelation about why you're here, because we need people of faith to rise up. It's an exciting time to be alive, because we're going to see a harvest of souls unlike any time before. I'm telling you, we're going to see a major harvest of souls like never before. And so right now, this happened with AT&T. Don't be surprised if it happens with Verizon. It happens with T-Mobile as the days continue to go on. And what are you going to do if you wake up and your iPhone only says SOS? What are you going to do? Where is your trust? Where is your hope? How have you prepared, right? Now, the Holy Spirit will begin to remind you. The Holy Spirit will begin to give you instructions. He'll teach you all things. And so we've got to rise up, not a form of godliness that denies the power thereof, but we need to rise up in the fullness of what God has for us in this time. Guys, we actually have, right now, we actually have an election that's getting ready to happen. We have had unprecedented things happening in this election. And so as a result of that, I'm telling you, things are going to continue to heat up. It's going to continue to get darker out there. There's going to be more mass deception. You know, we're living in dark times. Now, that shouldn't scare you. As a matter of fact, it should be a confirmation of why you're alive. You're here for such a time as this. We are an army that comes together. So when I wake up here in California, and I get the news that over the night we had a situation where, AT&T, tens of thousands of people experience outages, I know that the time is growing nearer and nearer of the prophets of Baal versus Elijah. The time is growing nearer and nearer. God is not going to be outdone. I'm telling you, the more sin abounds, grace is greater. The more difficulty.
See, he talking all that. He preaching now, y'all. But, you know, this is the mindset of what they think that the Bible saying, and misinterpreting the Bible the way they think. Because the Most High coming to get us out of this captivity that we've been in. If we're the true children of God, right? And we've been, and black man, black woman, Latino man, Latino woman, and Native Indian man, and Native Indian woman, been in this hellhole for all this time. And we the true children of God. And the Bible said God and the Most High will never turn his back on us. He just left us alone and gave us grace and mercy. But we still got into this punishment because of our forefathers, Deuteronomy 28. Because of Deuteronomy 28, that's why we're in this situation now. We didn't want to be the head, so we the tail. So you already know, once we were the tail, you know what happened. See, that's why, you know, people, he talking about a dark day. The black man and the black woman been having dark days all since they met in America. So we don't, our mindset is different, the way we see the world. And like I say, y'all, all this is a movie now. We checking this out. All this is a movie, y'all. We see how he's saying about the ATN, the cyber, and all this, and talking about the Most High is coming, which he is, to come to say Israel, his people. We already know that. If you ain't got the script, hey. If you ain't got the script, you better go on down there to my content a little bit and dig for the script to know why, who's the true children of God. And the Most High is only dealing with Israel. Because the Bible says that the Most High said, all nature come from Abraham, but the promise will be coming from Isaac. So it's the promise that the Most High, the promise that the Most High is given to get start a new nation in his name that he developed, he want his bloodline. Then what? Because the Most High said he will punish us for our iniquity. Israel, us, Israel. And we got these, and then put it together, people, family. Now, if you listen to the content and listening to what's going on in this content, in this movie that we projected, that I projected for you to see and analyze and go out here and get your own research, you see. Now, if you're thinking man and you're thinking woman, you're thinking a way that you should. Now, you already found out in some of my content that the people over there that call themselves ISH, the not is not for real, the is not for real people, ISH, they are not the people of that land, right? Because they went over there and said they were the people of that land. So they already knew that there was people in that land before they got pushed off and ran away from that land. In order to occupy a land and say, this is the land that my forefather and this and that and that, they already knew that. The non-pigmentation man and non-pigmentation woman know that. Who landed that, who we are. They already know that. We don't know that. And once you get the idea of our forefathers dropped the ball, that's why we in this predicament that we are in now. We shouldn't be out here working 9 to 5, working hard. We supposed to be getting the blessing of the world. We supposed to be living good. We supposed to be the Hollywood of the world. But we sitting down here being snails and skunks and any foul, dirty pig. We're a bunch of slugs, man, as a nation. And we see how much racism that we make it so bad, y'all. Make it so bad. And this is what out of state don't realize. And this is what most nation don't realize. And the white, the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman, and the non-melanated man and the non-melanated woman, and the Caucasian man and the Caucasian woman, they know. They know this too. They see this. They laugh and wink. We see the racism and prejudice that America do to our brothers and sisters in this world of Caucasian colonialism, white supremacy, and KKK. Just like in the football situation, in the basketball situation, in the politics situation. It's bad. It's a hard thing, man. You know, and people want to see, this is what people don't understand. Our forefathers were so much in hell in America that y'all can never imagine. Turmoil, no help, no hope. You fending for yourself from some evil, from an evil nation of people. And you can't, and nobody can help you. And you rised up from that. You struck and destroyed. And we rose and we rose and rose and rose until we got to the level we are now. And they still oppressing us with the game that they play. These people took our land. They took our business. They took our farms. They took our cattle. They took our gold. They took our silver. They took our world, and they blew it up and took it. And nobody in this whole world helped us, did nothing, because most of y'all didn't know nothing about it, and some of y'all knew about it, couldn't do nothing about it. Now, if it's some people that's supposed to be in that land, where they at? Where is the people that call themselves Israel in that book? Because we see all the prophecies seen coming out of this book. See, y'all, the Most High said, y'all ways are not my ways. So if the Most High already put this in the plan, how he gonna plan this out for us to do what we need to do, because he already said that. He already told Moses that we was going into captivity because we are stubborn people. We hard-headed. We slugs. We don't want to do right. He already knew that. So in order for this to manifest, he had to put things in stages. Now look where we at. Now, in order for us to get next and come back to the Most High bosom, because that's why Jesus Christ died on the cross, Yahushua, right? He died on the cross, right? He said he'd make a new covenant. Jeremiah 31:31 said he'd make a new covenant. If Jesus Christ, Yahushua, died on the cross, right? And Yahweh said, I'm going to make a new covenant when he died on the cross. Who is he making a new covenant for? It didn't say the whole world. Jeremiah 31:31. Not like he made it in his time of Moses. So we already know who he talking about. Who he made that new covenant with. It's too easy, fam. All we got to do is get our minds right. All we got to do is get our spirit right. Come together as one, like in the 50s. Bring that spirit out, like in the 50s and the 60s. We need that 50 and that 60 spirit back, man. We already know we got these Uncle Tom handkerchief niggas out here. We already know that. The Most High gonna get deal with them accordingly. But we got to concentrate on us being a nation, man. I don't know. I'm tired of seeing my little young brothers out here dying in the street without no education, knowing themselves and why they're in the predicament. That's why a lot of people in Baltimore had the highest murder rate, because I can see this. I'm here. I can see this. I can see why. I was in the hood. I used to stay in the hood. I was over there when my homegirl's son got shot and killed. And I'm telling my young man, I'm telling the young dude, yo, you need to stop that, yo. I'm throwing a little this and I'm throwing a little that at him. But still, didn't listen. Now he's just a memory to his mother. When is this gonna stop? When are we gonna allow this society, this world, to be our belt, be our narrative, be our world, be our lifestyle? Our frequency is higher than that, and we just lowering our frequency down. We selling for bull crap. We the best in basketball, we the best in football, we the best in baseball, we the best in soccer, we the best in anything we put our hands on, but they refuse to let us and allow us to excel in what we can do, because they already know that once we continue putting our hands on this steering wheel and keeping it moving, they are gone. That's the object of the game. They know that they are gone. And they see the dwindling. And y'all believe this fallacy. See, Caucasian people, I used to think that, but non-pigmentation man and non-pigmentation woman always talking about they is the majority. How a nation of non-pigmentation people be the majority of people who got pigmentation? So you saying there's a whole lot of people in this world that's non-pigmentation, and there's less people in this world that has pigmentation, and they outrule everybody? Because if they ain't got no melanin, if a black, if a Caucasian woman sleep or have a child by a melanated person, that child gonna have a little melanating on them. But that person that walk, they still don't have no melanin in them. That's not affecting them. Because as long as they got the Caucasian man spitting out what he's spitting out, They're gonna have a little Caucasian Esau Edomite in them. But this is the main kicker. See, I be all over the place, y'all. Yes, you do, Faye. You be talking about this, you be talking about that. Because I be looking at this as a picture in the movie, y'all. And you know, and then we watching this as a picture in the movie, we be like, yeah, okay, thinking how things gonna play out in our minds, right? I don't know how deep y'all, I'm in here deep, y'all. I'm in this movie right here deep, y'all. I got the popcorn, I got the water, I got the fruits and all that stuff just sitting here, just eating, smacking, and drinking my stuff, just looking. Analyze, checking it out, seeing how they do, seeing how they roll, see what the people thinking about. We got to stop thinking in a way that will forcing us to think. We look at each other like we strangers, but we still wearing the same shoe. And if we wearing the same shoe, that means we got something in common. But the people that's not wearing the same shoe got you trying to be like them. Or what they say, water and oil don't mix. But you still want to put your water in that oil. You forcing your water in that oil. You forcing your water in that oil. And then the oil just keep on destroying you. You know what oil and water get to you, and how the oil is over the water, how it looks, right? And that's how we are. We want to be somebody that we're not. Yes, the Bible says that we will lose, in Deuteronomy 28 said we will lose our heritage. Yes, we lost our heritage. We the only people in America that been called all different people other than the nation of Israel. We need to put down all this garbage can juice that we picked up. That's why the Bible said we was born into sin. We was born into this mess. We think this stuff right here is all right. That's why we had to do these commandments, man. That's why we got to come back into the Most High bosom. That's why we got to get our mind straight, our heart straight. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. When you go to the gym, lift weight, trying to stay in shape, it's going to be a challenge. But you work through it. Yeah, you go to the job that you got to go to pay these bills. You don't really do. You want to go, but you do. And you work through it. When is it time that we're going to stop working for people and have people working for us and we can live good? We've been on the top. And we've shown up been on the bottom. Like bubblegum. So we already had the top of the success and the bottom of the destruction, like Solomon. The Bible said that the Most High made the world for our sake. Not everybody in this whole world. If he said that he made the earth for the whole world's sake. He didn't say that. Oh, he said he loved the world. God said so. He said, what world did he love? Because the Bible said he made many worlds with the S. So if the Bible said he made many worlds with the S, because right now we in the world of the Caucasian man. This is how the Caucasian man does his world. This is how the Caucasian man make his world. Govern his world. On his rulership. This is how he do it. When the Most High gave him the key to ruling this world, this is what he done. And this is where we at right now. This is where we at right now. And then you got clowns out here talking about the Bible this and the Bible that. And the Bible is not for them. How is this history book right here for everybody? And everybody doesn't even understand what they read. Christian, no. This Bible ain't got nothing to do with Christian. It got Christian in there. But the main fact is, the Most High told our forefathers they had an obligation, a covenant. And when you go to the Leviticus and how Israel rose their hand up and gave a blood covenant to the Most High, that all these things that they will do as a nation, and everybody raised their hand and swore upon their life, read it in the book of Leviticus. Pastor ain't told you that. So if we made a blood covenant with the Most High, we are required from generation to generation to generation, because we're supposed to have been teaching our generation this custom. What you need to do, what is required, how you live your life, and this is what the Most High required, and this and that and that. And all that was a livelihood. We lived it. We ain't just talked about, we lived it. And when you go back, they beat this out of us because the Most High said we were going to lose our heritage. So if we're going to lose our heritage, how are we going to lose our heritage? Because they beat it out of us. We know that. And look where we at. And the mindset we are in now. Because they beat who we are out of us. See, when the black man and the black woman get into reality and get on that for real, and get back on that brotherhood and sisterhood, that nationhood, then their mindset will be in a better place. Because I'm helping my people, I'm helping my community. Everybody else does, so this is what the Most High wanted us to do. This is what if the Bible's telling us to build ourselves up, build our nation up, this is what we need supposed to be doing. If everybody else building their nation up, oh well, because everybody else trying to be like us anyway. Everybody in this world trying to talk like us, trying to walk like us, trying to do everything like us. Everybody. We are the star of this world. But now we playing like we the janitor. Everybody the star, we the janitor. The maids and the janitor. And the butlers and the cooks. And we royalty. You know, I believe that we come back every fourth generation. And maybe I was a part of this mess that we was in, our forefathers was in. I was probably our forefathers at one time was in doing this crazy stuff to put us in this bad situation. You know, so I get it. I get it. I don't know about all these other people out here and podcast land and the world and all this, but I get it. And I understand when the brothers, Paul, Peter, and them, and Isaiah, what they were saying when they say they'd give their life up just to save their people, Israel. Because everybody that contained in the Bible is basically about Israel, our forefathers. And the other people that comes into it were just sub-characters. But we was the main star. We still are the main star, but we don't even know it. I get it, Most High. I get it. And for all those that don't get it, I get it. Yeah. May the Most High continue blessing y'all, man. May the Most High continue putting hinges over your friends, family, and your loved one. May the Most High continue to keep evil away from you. That evil may not grieve you.
See, you can't know Messiah coming back. You're wild, your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So should the Son of that man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribe rides around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured. The sheep waiting on they seven.
In the world, I stay tuned to the Phase Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Phase. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Faze. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Faze podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or I'm in my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check him out.